Hello, folks, and greetings to all of you. Welcome to the last week of classes. I know it's sad when things end, so savor this last week of exciting learning about US courts. So, what's up this week? First, we'll meet online, I hope you can make it, via Zoom on Monday at 2:30 p.m. I'll post the link on Canvas. We will welcome a special guest, Magistrate District Court Judge Quinn from Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, will join us. And he'll provide us with a first-hand perspective of being a state judge. Fun fact, 15 years ago, Judge Quinn's predecessor married me and my wife, yeah, who else, in Ardmore, Pennsylvania. Same court. The world is small. Just a quick note, if you find that you cannot connect to Zoom with your computer for some reason, you can also call in. Let me know if you need any technical help with these things. I'll post the link and the phone number, or phone numbers, there are several, on Canvas under the modules. Actually, you should already find it up there. I hope you enjoyed the little debate with me about judicial appointments last week. You are welcome to continue it. Here is what I hope to achieve with it. The different appointment systems are surprisingly similar. For example, the federal system and the merit system have quite some similarities, and in the discussion I was able to mention these. So for example, the president also has a committee of lawyers, mostly from the Department of Justice, and political officials that vet judicial candidates and propose them. And make recommendations about who should be appointed. Judges are also vetted by the Senate. There are lengthy questionnaires that they have to submit to the senators. Then there are public judiciary committee hearings. And then there are also evaluations provided by the American Bar Association and other steps in the whole evaluation process. So in this sense, the merit system and the federal system are quite similar. All right. What else for this week? On Monday, I will post the final exam questions. I will also continue grading. You should see more and more of your grades fill in on Canvas. I'm also working on a number of short lectures on different approaches to interpreting the Constitution. Those will go online at some point during the first half of the week, I hope. Lectures take a long time to create properly. But keep a lookout for the Canvas modules for this week's activities. You'll find everything there. All right, see you on Monday at 2:30 p.m.